HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, Omen of the Stars, Book 6, The Last Hope, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. A jagged ridge sliced across the horizon, piercing the black sky with its peaks. Four shapes, their pelts flecked by starlight, crouched on the silvered granite where the highest summit pushed into ice-cold wind.
"We have come,"
the white she-cat hunched down harder against the chill reaching for her bones.
"Just as you asked us to,"
her companion dipped his head to the cats who had been waiting for them.
"Greetings, Elfeather, Broken Shadow."
"Greetings, Slant."
Broken Shadow spiked her thick fur, muffling the stone-cold air. Her eyes reflected the rushing stars as she met the white cat's gaze.
"It is good to meet you again, Half Moon."
As she spoke, two more pelts moved like shadow over the stone.
"Blue Star, Spotted Leaf, I'm glad to see you."
Half Moon welcomed the Star Clan warriors as they settled beside the four ancients. Blue Star curled her tail over her paws.
"We have come to prepare for the end,"
she meowed solemnly. Owlfeather narrowed her yellow eyes.
"And to believe what we have to tell you?"
Spotted Leaf let out a low growl.
"Blue Star has always believed. It is the others we need to convince."
"We're running out of time,"
Slant snapped. The sky spun around them, its stars racing until they blurred into silver streaks. But the mountaintop seemed caught in stillness, like a warrior before the final pounce. Blue Star's eyes glistened.
"The clans will make their own choices. I can do no more."
Slant leaned closer.
"But the prophecies helped, didn't they?"
"Yes,"
Blue Star glanced at her medicine cat.
"Spotted Leaf recognized the flaming star that led me to Fire Star."
Owlfeather acknowledged Spotted Leaf with a blink.
"She used her gift well. All along it has been Firestar's kin who hold the last hope of the clans in their paws."
"What about the fourth?"
Slant leaned forward, anxiety pricking his gaze.
"When will they find the fourth cat?"
"The fourth must be found soon,"
fretted Broken Shadow.
"There is so little time left."
Owlfeather's tail twitched.
"Are you sure we've done enough?" "We have done everything we could."
Half Moon's green gaze flicked toward two figures clambering over the rocks toward them.
"Midnight? Is that you?"
"I come with Rock."
The great she-badger lumbered onto the smooth granite. Rock stepped out behind her, his furless body pale in the moonlight. Broken Shadow shifted her paws.
"Greetings, Midnight. I didn't realize that you knew Rock."
"Since the dawn of your time, we have known each other,"
Midnight rumbled, turning her wide striped head.
"Since first cat put paw beside water."
Rock sat down on the cold stone. His blind gray eyes were round and white as moons.
"We watched the first sunrise over the lake. It burst water into flame,"
Midnight recalled.
"And in fiery reflection, we see future of all cats. Tribe of Rushing Water, 5 clan, 4 clan, forest, and lake." "We saw your whole journey from lake to forest and back."
Rock tipped his head as if watching the cat's process in front of him.
"The prophecies all came from that first reflected sunrise. The cat with the pelt of flame who would save the clans. The silver cat who would save the tribe of Rushing Water. And finally, the four who would carry the last hope. Not just of the clan, but of light itself."
Midnight's claws scratched the granite.
"Now, we fear we see a final sunset that ends your story."
Half Moon stepped forward.
"But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?